which one of those forces, or a combination of forces, as he touched on, could lay the groundwork for perhaps the next crisis?
Well, I think chronologically, so we might start with the debt question. And then as we go past the debt question, of course, the next immediate is the internal conflict issue. The economy now is in relative equilibrium at the moment, but there's an enormous amount of debt that needs to be rolled over and also sold, new debt created by the government. The challenge of the Federal Reserve or any central bank is to keep interest rates high enough that they're good for the creditor while keeping them not so high that they're problematic for the debtor. And when you have large amounts of debt assets and debt liabilities, one man's assets is another man's liabilities, that balancing act becomes difficult. So as we go forward, I think there's a supply-demand issue, which I think next year and the year after will be relevant.